This should be it in marriage. A marriage is a relationship. When you make a sacrifice in marriage, you're not sacrificing to the other, you're sacrificing to the relationship. And this is symbolized, for example, in that Chinese image of the Dai Chi, the Tao, you know, with the dark and the light interacting. It's a well-known sign. That is the relationship of yang and yin, male and female, which is what a marriage is. And that's what you are. You're no longer this. You're the relationship. And so marriage, I would say, is not a love affair. It's an ordeal.
And
the ordeal is sacrifice of ego to the relationship of the two-ness, which now becomes the one.
One not only biologically, but spiritually, and primarily spiritually. It's
primarily spiritually.
But the necessary function of marriage in order to create our own images and perpetuate ourselves in children. But it's not the primary one,
no,
as you say.
No, that's really just the elementary aspect of marriage. There are two completely different stages of marriage. First is the youthful marriage, following the wonderful impulse, you know, that nature has given us in the interplay of the sexes biologically, and in then the reproduction of children. But there comes a time when the child graduates from the family, and the family is left. I've been amazed at the number of my friends who are in their 40s or 50s go apart, who have had a perfectly decent life together with the child, but they interpreted their union in terms of relationship through the child. They did not interpret it in terms of their own personal relationship to each other.
Utterly incompatible with the idea of doing one's own thing.
It's not one's own thing, you see. It is, in a sense, one's own thing, but the one isn't just you, it's the two together. Mm. And that's a purely mythological image of the sacrifice of the visible entity for transcendent unit, cracking eggs to make an omelet, you know? Mm-hmm. And by marrying the right person, we reconstruct the image of the incarnate God. And that's what marriage is.
The right person. How does one choose the right person?
Your heart tells you it ought to.
Your inner being.
That's the mystery.
You recognize your other self.
Well, I don't know, but there's a flash that comes and you, something in you knows that this is the one. Hmm?